If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into today's episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing well, Pat. Honestly, feel a little empty without the rest of the crew, but pretty excited to be here with you today.
Yeah, definitely a bare bones crew. No sunshine this week, and you never know when we're going to get dirty, Mike. So,
no sunshine at all this week?
I do not believe so. That might.
Oh no.
That might change, but as far as I know, he is AFK for the week.
Nice. F's in the chat.
That's right. We miss you, Sunshine. Hopefully you come back sometime soon. So, as always, you can follow us on Twitter at SportsBetByDumb to get our best bets of the night, Hail Mary parlay of the day, any news for the show, all that good stuff. And we do now have merch. If you go to shop.spreadshirt.com/permaglitchgaming, you can check out some of the cool stuff we have on there. So to start off the episode, I believe Diz has a story for us from this weekend.
That's correct. I'm not proud of this story. Let me just preface, but it's pretty funny nonetheless. And it leads us into our topic before our best bets of the day. So Friday night, I had a couple alcoholic beverage for leisure and might have had a few too many. And I wake up on Saturday just to see my active bets, of course. And when my lights were off, I guess I put money on Ben Askren to beat Logan Paul in the fight on Saturday night, which turned out to be a loser. But it was just kind of a scary moment when I had woken up. And, you know, honestly, I kind of thought my account might have been hacked or someone's in my account or something. But then I realized I remember Friday thinking about how awful Ben Askren was at the weigh-in. He kind of looked like me after a three-day bender. So I was like, his value has to be insane. And then that's when I kind of realized, okay, I made this bet when I was blackout drunk. So not a great look for me, and obviously not a great look for Ben Askren either. But that actually leads into our topic of the day. Patty, you want to take it?
Absolutely. So the topic for today is responsible gambling. And we have a handful of tips on here for responsible gambling, and one of them is don't gamble under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So Diz was kind of the had a story. It hit close to home. It happened this weekend. So, you know, if you're drinking, you're having a good time, chances are you want to stay away from gambling.
I will say there was a really scary feeling seeing that bet and not remember placing it. It's almost kind of like a drunk text to an ex-girlfriend. Not that I can relate at all. But, you know, it's something you just don't want to wake up and see. And I didn't think it would be like that. You know, it's just a simple, like, however, $5 bet, whatever the case may be. But it was pretty horrifying. So try to not be like me.
And then some other, you know, tips we have here. One of them is always set limits before you start and stick to them. So about a month ago, me and the wife, we went over to a casino. Right. And we said, OK, we're going to go ahead and we're going to spend $20 and we're going to play it at the casino. Before you knew it, we lost that money. Now, it was very quick, maybe, you know, 15 minutes into playing the slots, whatever the case is. And it's even easier to do it when we have, you know, sports gambling on our phones. So, you know, make sure you set limits and make sure you stick to them. Never risk more than you can afford to or are prepared to lose. You know, don't be putting all your money in one basket and think, I can't afford to lose this, but I'm going to gamble it anyways. Never use money allocated for other expenses to gamble. Don't put your rent payment for the month into a sports bet. All right. We want to make sure that is very clear.
Unless it's one of my best bets. Just kidding. Don't do that. I was just kidding.
We're jokesters on this. We realize we're not great at gambling, and we do not condone gambling all of your money on this.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. I am. Fine. Don't do a Hail Mary parlay of the day using your rent money for the week or for the month. All right? Never quote unquote chase your losses. Like this, he lost $5 on Ben Askren this month. So don't go and spend $10 trying to make up for that $5 loss.
You're right, but I will say there are a couple things where, like, doubling your previous bet, like, with the same odds makes sense. There's a couple gambling theories. It's like, for example, if you have a odds boost or something and you get good value, if you keep, like, doubling your money until you win, you will make a profit. But that's kind of – that's a dangerous game too. But I'm just saying, like, I think your point is don't, like, impulse, like, oh, I lost $5. I got to make it back.
Right. So it's very – easy to be like, oh man, that was so close, like, but I know I can get that money back if I just gamble on another game, right? That's not what we're talking about. And we will have topics on later episodes like arbitrage gambling or, you know, gambling to get guaranteed wins and stuff like that. But like, for the time being, just know, like, you get really close to winning, you spend that money, you lose that money, you just think, oh, I'm so close, like, I can definitely win this next bet, so I'm going to double down on it. Do not do that. A few other tips here. Don't gamble when you are sad or depressed. Don't gamble to escape problems. If you're down bad, gambling is not a way to cope with these problems. That can just lead to more problems.
Patty, I'm always down bad.
That's a lie. I know you. You're lying in this instance. Don't do it.
Don't do it is right.
And then finally, no, gambling is a leisure activity, and it is more than likely not a viable career. Most people that gamble professionally even end up losing money in the long run. We're not doing this as a career. We both have separate careers, full-time jobs, and we're not going and spending all of our earnings from that career and putting it into sports gambling, thinking that it'll lead to more money. So
is that all of your points?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. My only piece of advice, it kind of goes to your first point about setting limits.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing I've done is what I do is I always, I have a rule. If my account always gets above $100, whenever it gets above $100, whatever side I'm on, I withdraw to 100. So the max that'll ever be in my account to gamble is 100. So like, that's good in the sense of, even if I do a stupid bet, it can't be more than 100 because I don't let that much money be in my account. And it just makes sure that like I'm making money. You know how the gambling sites get you is, you know, you hit big, you're at $150 and you think, well, I can spend some more money, and it's never really a net positive unless you keep withdrawing. So my biggest thing that's helped me is just set a limit on when I'm going to withdraw. If my account is ever at a certain balance, I have to withdraw. So that's really helped me a lot, and it's helped me make money too. I don't think I would ever make money if I didn't have to withdraw or didn't make myself withdraw. So that's my biggest key.
That's a really good, you know, takeaway or good point on that. You're making sure that you're being responsible. You're setting your limits. And honestly, I might do that after I hit the Hail Mary parlay for tonight, you know, withdraw that extra $500, bring that account balance back home. But then you're also realizing those gains.
Yes, sir.
So now that we've talked about responsible gambling, you know, please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER. If you or someone you love does have a problem, but we are going to get into our best bets and reviewing our best bets from Friday. I did go 2-1 personally on best bets on Friday. The Jazz, like was spoken about, was a tough beat. Had Jazz minus 10. They ended up winning by 8. So that's a tough one. But the other two, the Knicks and the Wizards, they were both getting points via the spread, and they won outright. So pretty all right picks there, and a pretty good best bet night for me on Friday. Diz, how'd you do?
So I went 2-2. I was a net positive because of the one run second inning bet of the Cleveland Indians Reds game. But I will say there's kind of an asterisk there because my whole point on the show was that the Reds were going to score a run, and they went 1-2-3 in the second. So, but hey, we'll take it. A win is a win. I just kind of feel like I got lucky there, which is okay to happen. That's okay. I'm going to take the dub. That was my biggest win at plus 300. I had the no-run second inning in Diamondbacks Nationals game. That game was actually 1-0 with a walk-off in the 10th. So there were zero runs in the first 9 innings of that game. That seemed like a no-brainer for me, and that one hit. And then my 2 NHL bets fell short. So I was 2-2, and I did make money, but I was 0-2 in the NHL, which is kind of my strength and kind of my brand. So we made money on Friday night, but I kind of feel empty.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's how it is with me too, right? I more often than not, I am putting my best bets in the NBA, and sometimes the NBA is my worst sport to bet on. So, I mean, that just happens. You know, you feel like you're a professional in one sport, and then you go to a different sport for once, and you end up making money. But hey, yeah, that's gambling, baby.
Right.
For celeb bets from Friday, I don't think any of them hit, to be honest.
Are you serious?
No, I'm legit. The only one that may have hit was one of Miles's picks, but
well, I guess Trev wasn't a celeb pick, but Red's moneyline hit, right?
Right. So Sunshine's bet hit, but
was Mike Ofer?
Mike wasn't Ofer, but Mike did a parlay, so it only took one of be wrong for it to not.
And it was cash. You know which ones didn't hit were the NHL overs.
That's yes, so, that is 100% correct.
You better believe he sent me a text and he was pissed off. But hey, that's part of it. How did Miles do? I was juiced when he put out the footy picks.
From the last I checked, I think he had one more bet for today, but so far all of his fell through.
Oh my god!
So between Jacob, Miles, and Dirty Mike, it was a rough celeb bets. But hey, that's what's fun. That's what's great about celeb bets on Fridays. You never know what you're gonna get. You might find a diamond in the rough. You might go over. But hey, we're here. We're having a good time.
Absolutely. Hey, it kind of makes us look good too. I mean,
well, exactly right. The people that are on the podcast that are supposed to be making money.
I'm not rooting for them to fail by any means, but I'm not gonna fight that either. It makes us look a little bit better.
That's right. So now that leads us into the best bets for tonight. I'm mixing it up a bit with this first one. Kind of like you were talking about, Diz, your bread and butter's in the NHL. My bread and butter's usually in the NBA. My first best bet of the night, I'm going to the MLB.
Love it.
I'm going Cardinals Nationals first 5 under 4.5 runs. And I know this is going to make you cringe, Mr. Hammer the Overs. But these teams average combined 4.46 runs per 5 innings. So 4.5, we're kind of right there. But both the aces are on the mound for the respective teams. Flaherty's ERA, which for those that don't know baseball, that's the average runs given up per 9 innings pitched. Flaherty's ERA is 4.11 on the season with 15.1 innings pitched. And then Ross for the Nationals has a 0.00 ERA in his 11 innings pitched. So I'm going first 5 under 4.5 runs scored.
Hey, Patty, what's the do you have like the spread or like the money line value on the Nationals? Because Ross is pitching better than anyone right now.
I don't off the top of my head. Let me pull it up real quick.
I like your bet, though. I just am kind of really loving the Nationals, especially. Are the Cardinals at home?
No, it is at Washington, and Moneyline Washington is -112. Moneyline Cardinals is -104. You're not getting great value either way.
I'm not liking that value. I think the under 5 or over – I think the first 5 is a better bet than – money line. So I'm with you.
Right on. So then I'm going back to my bread and butter. So we're going NBA. We're going Wizards -12 versus the Thunder. -12. It's a lot, but the Wizards are 7-1 against the spread their last 8. Thunder 1-9 against the spread the last 10. The Thunder have been terrible lately. They've had a lot of injuries. The Wizards are hot. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal are finally kind of figuring each other out. They're starting to work well together. I'm taking the Wizards -12 here.
I love it. Your trends almost make too much sense. Kind of feels like a trap bet. And, you know, the points obviously scare me. But if I had to bet on this game, that's probably what I would take as well.
Yep. And then my final one in the NBA here, Grizzlies +7 versus the Nuggets. The Grizzlies have been a wagon for me. Honestly, the Nuggets have been too. Both teams are very hot right now. But the Grizzlies 10-2 against the spread their last 12. The Grizzlies are 7-3 straight up in their last 10. Nuggets, however, are 8-4 against the spread their last 12. So both teams are hot, like I said. But the Nuggets just lost their starting point guard in Jamal Murray. It's kind of risky here, but I'm going Grizzlies plus 7.
Well, I love it simply because the underdog gets that many points. And aren't the Grizzlies one of your teams? Pretty much it's Knicks number one, Grizz number two, right?
That is absolutely correct, yes.
So you're sticking with your brand, underdog getting points. I'm on board.
Love it. So, Diz, you got any best bets for us for the night?
Of course I do. We're sticking NHL for the first two. My first one, my favorite of the night, Panthers Blue Jackets over 5.5. You know I love that 5.5 number. Columbus is 5-1 hitting the over in their last six games. And just personally, honestly, I'm a Panthers fan. So I love watching them play. I love rooting for goals. And I think it's going to go over 5.5 tonight. So that's my first best bet. My second best bet is Coyotes puck line versus the Wild. Value is fantastic here, plus 126. And Arizona's 5-1 in their last six at home. So I'm seeing a team that's hot at home. They're plus 126 at home. Yes, the Wild are very good, but I can see Arizona pulling this out. Plus 126 is too good a value for me to pass up. So that is my second best bet. And then my last best bet, no run second inning, Royals versus Rays. I'm hopping on the no run second inning bandwagon. I'm 2-0 so far betting that. Only one of them was on my best bets, but I'm 2-0 so far. Royals Rays was the lowest run total tonight. So I just took the easiest no run second inning out of all the games. Those are my best bets.
I love it. I still am going hard with the no run second inning. The no runs first inning has been kind of hot of late, so it's been kind of, you know, diminishing how the no run second inning is looking. But hey, I'm still convinced the NRSI is going to be big time someday.
Absolutely. I think it's there. It's worked out for me. I don't know. Is no run first inning just hitting more?
No run first inning, I think, is hitting more frequently, and it's hitting at bigger odds. It's weird, right? Because some teams in some games you get better odds for no run first inning, and then some teams you get better odds for no run second inning. So I don't know where the algorithm or the odds makers or what information they have, but I'm just waiting for that one day when the no run second inning for every single game hits. And then we take it to the bank, we show it to the world, and then we're blowing up all of a sudden.
I mean, that would be a lovely time, let me tell you.
Hey, when we go back on record, or we go back when that happens, and we look at the records, and we look at this episode, that this will be that episode where we're like, hey, we told you guys, it's going to hit. You guys should have been there from the start.
Goddamn right.
All right, time for everyone's favorite part of the episode, the Hail Mary parlay of the day. Today it is $1 to win $610.24. And insert Dirty Mike's ridiculous laugh right here to laugh and make fun of me. But again, this will hit. And when it does, we're going to take out $500 of the $600 win because we are going to responsibly gamble.
Sir.
So the first nine, again, like always, are from the NBA. We got the Cavaliers -3 versus the Pistons, Celtics -6 versus the Bulls, 76ers -9 versus the Warriors, Wizards -12 versus the Thunder, Heat -6.5 versus the Rockets, Suns +3 versus the Bucks, Spurs -1 versus the Pacers, Grizzlies +7 versus the Nuggets, and the Lakers +6.5 versus the Jazz. And then the final leg of the Hail Mary parlay of the day is the Cardinals versus Nationals first five under 4.5.
I have no words. The day that hits, it's going to be a lovely time, but I just don't see it. But I respect the hell out of your stones, Patty.
Well, and you guys are expecting me to party with you guys, but you guys are all giving me all this shit all the time. You guys better be careful.
Who are you going to party with if you're not going to party with me, Patty?
Oh, I have people I can party with. Don't you worry about it.
That's cap.
Okay. anyways, thank you everyone again for listening. And I just want to take some time here at the end of the show to truly offer my thanks and gratitude for all of you for supporting us, especially Sunshine and Diz. These guys have been with me since the start of this thing, and I couldn't have done it without them. They bring the energy that keeps the people coming back every episode, because it certainly isn't me and my Hail Mary parlay.
Why am I crying in the club right now, Patty?
Hey, you know, sometimes you got to tug on those heartstrings. And then also I want to thank all my friends and family for supporting me. It truly is incredible to have such an amazing support system. And last but certainly not least, I want to thank all of the listeners. This thing, you know, goes nowhere without all of you. Whether I know you or I'm aware of you or not, you know, this has truly been an incredible ride. Hopefully we take this thing to the moon. We could certainly start with winning a Hail Mary parlay of the day and some no-run second-inning bets. But I truly feel like we have been blessed, and I hope we can all make some money together. Thank you all. Good luck betting tonight, and we will see you all on Wednesday.